Hello, it's the 24th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Bedfordshire man has been given a terminal diagnosis 2 months before the birth of his first child. 30-year-old Adam Dilley, along with Tasha White, his partner, are due to welcome their baby in 2 weeks. However, back in October, Adam was rushed to A&E following the concerns of an optician. Mr. Dilley, who previously experienced symptoms of sinusitis and persistent headaches, was diagnosed with an aggressive brain tumour. His chances for survival were minimal. On hearing the news, the Sheffield community, where the couple grew up, showed their support through fundraising efforts, including a GoFundMe page to help pay for necessary treatment. The young couple, left devastated and in disbelief, have chosen instead to focus on the upcoming birth. Bedford residents are welcoming a new B&M store set to open in Midland Road at 9 a.m. on the 4th of December. The old M&S location has been empty since May 2018. The new store will contribute 50 new jobs to the local economy. The promised levelling up funding necessary to provide a visual and economic boost to Kempston has been reassigned. To the disappointment of local borough councillors, the item was removed from the government's budget announcement on the 27th of October. Bedford and Kempston's MP Mohammed Yazin accused the government of letting down the residents of Kempston. Revitalisation efforts would have been largely focused on the area around the Saxon Centre. Last year, during lockdown, after being made redundant, Phoebe Reed launched Tate Row, a fashion retail business from her bedroom. She now has expanded nationally, with premium designer labels provided to a growing client base that now even includes celebrities. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.